Mr. Jimmin, Director General of FAO, Honourable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, allow me to express the Government of Samoa's great appreciation to the Director General and relevant bodies of FAO for organizing this very important food summit. It is therefore a pleasure to have this opportunity to make a contribution and speak on emergency issues and priorities for the development of agriculture, particularly in small island nations like my country, as well as other countries of the world. Samoa is one of the Pacific Island countries, which altogether cover a land area of only 553,959 square kilometers and spread all over the world's largest ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, like all of you, Samoa plays high priority in the agriculture sector. Being the backbone of the economy, farming, especially in the rural population, plays a significant role in food security and improved livelihood standards. A success story for Samoa is the revitalization of its taro industry through its recovery from the taro leaf blight diseases. This has demonstrated a positive result of cooperative efforts between Samoa and international agencies and communities. The sharing of genetic diversity in the breeding program was absolutely essential. And in that context, the improved materials being developed can provide a gene pool for further developments of a similar nature in the future. The Secretary for the Pacific Community, or SPC and FAO, have been instrumental in gene bank developments and collections in the Pacific region and in facilitating PRC contribution to international needs in this area. Typically, ladies and gentlemen, Samoa as a small nation have potential to realize increased agricultural productions and productivity for sustainable food security and stability. However, its obvious vulnerability to natural disasters, including pests and diseases, like taro leaf blight in 1993, as mentioned earlier, are ongoing challenges. The more recent devastation of its agricultural capacity due to the impact of the tsunami on September 2009 brought home the negative realities of climate change. There have been equal in this summit since yesterday. The September 2009 tsunami devastation was a wake-up call for Samoa in many aspects, and more so for agriculture and food security in this context. In fact, it took us right back to the insecurity and immediately having no food at the affected areas, and the experience has demonstrated a high degree of fragility and vulnerability with regards to food systems. The agency of adopting of a whole government and a whole society approach in understanding and implementing food security strategies had prompted relevant government ministries and non-government organizations to put in place appropriate measures to improve the adaptive and resilience capacity of the people. For example, the Ministry of Health in cooperation with the Ministry of Agriculture contacted a National Food Summit in August 2009 to further realize the essence of food security in a broader context. Outside of traditional agriculture focus, the discussions concentrated on the FAO and the WHO advocacy for the right to health and the right to food, with a special emphasis on the right to the right food. The latter of a special significance in relation to the increasing number of Samoans affected by non-communicable diseases. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment champions in our country the climate change and environmental issues. The Ministry of Women provides the link to the farmers through interactions with village mayors. All such cross-cutting areas are captured through a partnership philosophy that has been stimulated by the government. Samoa endorses and implements the concept highlighted by FAO, such as the Year of the Potato and the Year of Fiber, and the commemoration of this year's World Food Day in October 2009. Samoa promoted the Year of the Taro. It marked an achievement when the farmers successfully tried the improved new taro varieties. The plan focus for 2010 will highlight the Year of the Breadfruit. The advocates breadfruit planting around home for food and signatures potential for flour making, as recently developed by scientific research of Samoa. The farmers are becoming more organized, creating a better environment for the government to provide essential service. It has also accommodated better coordinations for efficient delivery of donor assistance to a grassroots level. The government of Samoa has proactively championed agricultural production for food security at all levels to ensure that all our people have the basic traditional food and requirements. Samoa acknowledged international support as she embarks in this direction. At this juncture, I would like to acknowledge the assistance of all development partners and governments who have been helping us recover from the tsunami devastations. At the upcoming conference, I wish also to state on behalf of the government of Samoa our endorsement of the signature of the agreement on the port stage measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate the illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing to 2009. We commend the global response in realizing timely and rapid rectification by all. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, Samoa believes that this current food crisis requires urgent attention at this highest political level. Thank you.